concept of motherhood, concept of what it means to love and to nurture, to care for, to become a role model, to engage a process of raising and giving some sense of development to a child, to grow into an adult that is responsible, and that ultimately is able to guide their own life and the lives of others that they may become responsible for. This is not simply a biological connection in the sense that we also are dealing with various models today of what it means to be a mother or a parent. Dealing with same-sex marriages today, the issue of who is the mother. Dealing today with the issues of foster parents and models of adopting, who then becomes the mother of children who are in places only for a short while to be nurtured to move to other homes, to give them somewhat of a respite from the social service system, but a place to be guided. These temporary lodgings actually provide some sense of mothering in many cases. What is that really, the traditional style of Mother's Day that we have celebrated over the years? So today, I contend over and over again that we celebrate this concept of motherhood, but we do it through an offering of what it means to be revealed by God, and a certain sense of motherhood being connected deeply to godliness. We hear the writer of Isaiah in Isaiah 49 and 15 saying, "Can a woman forget her child, for whom compassion for the child is needed?" Here in Numbers 11, 12, somehow or another, a child, a nation, in a sense, seeking to find its own place of standing in the mothering of God. And of course, in Psalm 22, 8 through 10, God is somewhat given over as a midwife, a somewhat of a mother to those who would come through God's own way. These images uplift the nature and the nurture and the concern of a God would see beyond this moment of danger. And somehow or another, captured in the water by Pharaoh's daughter, and being brought into Pharaoh's house. And during that time, growing up and learning, in a sense, all of what Pharaoh is planning and doing and how a Pharaoh operates, by someone who went out to find a midwife to take care of the same child. And because she knew whose child it was, the midwife she found was the mother of the child. Only God, the God of love, could develop a story of possibility like that in our lives and in the lives of these scriptures. And these are the same children showing up at our border, escaping the danger of their countries, and in some instances looking for a midwife here in the United States to make a contact, a connection with their own parents, to give them life, to give them license to live freely, and to be removed from danger. And we would have the audacity to call them illegal immigrants, rather than to deem them refugees. You see, the challenge today is truly to be able to see in our own celebration and our own awareness of what it means to live as a parent, as a mother, to see that same need for love of other mothers, of other parents, beyond our borders, looking for freedom, wanting the best for their children, and being willing to even sacrifice a life with them in order to be able to enjoy the possibilities of a way ahead. Challenges to be able challenge us to be better each and every day. God is willing to work with us and walk with us and never really complain in a sense that even when God is met with true forgiveness, that we might wipe the slate clean and start all over again. I'm amazed at the events of Baltimore this past week. I live only about 20 minutes from Baltimore. Being in Baltimore back and forth from my home, listening to the struggles, the mass incarceration of African-American men in that city, coming back into the same community trying to find work but with a record, the massive unemployment, the under 30% graduation rate of African-American males in the public school system now, the struggles historically over race in Baltimore and what it has meant. And amid all of the conversation about those things, what I'm also hearing is that women across this country can work the same job as a man and will not make as much money. What I'm seeing is single-parent mothers making $10.10 an hour max or a minimum wage oftentimes trying to raise a family, and it's not enough. And if you don't believe it, go home and try to make a budget of your household on $10.10 an hour. We're also hearing the testimony of a mother who works in the Secretary of Education's office on Capitol Hill, makes $6.75 an hour cleaning up after the Secretary of Education. And her statement in a rally just a few weeks ago, which we were leading with regards to the issue of raising the wage for government workers, government contract workers. The statement that she made was, here he is talking about race to the top. How can I ever enter a race to the top when I want to go back to school and cannot make enough money to pay my basic bills? So as we move toward this economic upturn in our society, the question is whether or not these mothers who are raising children oftentimes by themselves will ever have an opportunity to do better tomorrow than they are today. And in a real sense today, that's not a realistic vision. And I am convinced that there's no greater work that the church could be engaged in today. It is ensuring that people are paid fairly for the work that they do, and they are paid a livable wage, not a minimum wage, but a livable wage. They might be able to carve out a life for themselves and truly engaged in a race to the top in life and in parenting and in loving and in self-esteem and in possibility for the future. I'm really to stop by here today to say thank you for the work that you are already doing. I also stop by here today to say, now does not let this day be in vain. They are celebrating Mother's Day without the recognition that there are too many mothers being left behind. There are too many children being left behind. And we as a nation can do better than this. I am an advocate for justice. And that doesn't mean Republican or Democrat. It doesn't mean Tea Party. It simply means an advocate to do God's will, to advocate for people first, and to recognize that we do fully have an opportunity to be one nation under God.